A few weeks ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared a new ground offensive in Gaza. Since then, the world has witnessed a devastating escalation in violence, fresh airstrikes, razing of civilian infrastructure, and indiscriminate killing of Palestinians in a besieged territory where safe zones simply do not exist. Hundreds have perished, many of them women and children. After months of global silence and diplomatic fence-sitting, major players like the UK, France and Canada have finally voiced support for Gaza. But sympathy, though necessary, is not enough. The European Union's decision to review trade ties with Israel signals a long overdue shift. Economic pressure, not diplomatic platitudes, is what Tel Aviv understands. That pressure must intensify. Because yesterday, Israeli forces fired at a diplomatic delegation near the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. It is time to stop dressing up genocide as self-defense. What is unfolding in Gaza is not a conflict but systematic annihilation. With bodies piling up in Gaza's streets and hospitals running out of supplies, the international community can no longer stay quiet and complicit, particularly the countries that have armed Israel or defended its actions in global forums. The United States, with its billions in military aid and its vetoes at the UN, remains complicit. Washington cannot claim to champion democracy abroad while financing apartheid in the Middle East. If President Trump wants to be remembered for anything other than double standards, the U.S. must lead a global reckoning. Arms sales to Israel must end. Sanctions must begin. Gaza cannot continue to be viewed as rubble waiting to be rebuilt and resold. This moment demands a sustained, global movement to hold Israel accountable for war crimes. The world must demand a permanent ceasefire, a lifting of the blockade and accountability for Israel's war crimes.